Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, the 9 o'clock stretch. It is 9:06 right now. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Biggest story, of course, what's going on in the Middle East? Trump, Netanyahu, and free hostages. And here to comment on this and a lot of other subjects that's coming up. Right now, we're being joined by Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. How you doing, sir?
Bob, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning? How's your weekend?
Fantastic. Had a great weekend. The weather's turned really nice. I hope it continues for Biketoberfest at the end of the week. I want to maybe head down there to Daytona for a little bit. You got any plans to enjoy this weather?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was sure nice to be up this morning, taking the kids to school. Nice, cool morning, as always. Just a blessing. It really is, man. It's great not to sweat through this suit when you're dropping your kids off. But we'll be in the panhandle this weekend. We'll see if this weather holds.
Well, I mean, you talk about a blessing. I want to get your take on this peace deal. I mean, this is huge. Are people taking this in for the historical moment it is?
Yeah, man. You know, I've talked to quite a few people on it. I think everybody understands the magnitude of what's going on right now. It's incredible. It truly is. You know, having been to Israel a few times, you know, most recently when we brought back those 2,300 Americans during the Iran-Israel peace, I'll tell you, this is a scar that runs deep within Israel. Right now, getting those 20 living hostages home, all 28 deceased, those bodies have to come home. This is incredibly important to the people of Israel. And to broker this right now on the world stage is incredible. And, you know, the only thing I'll say is we have to make sure that we keep our eye on the horizon. We've released 2,000 prisoners,
yeah.
250 known terrorists. And I think, you know, I have faith and belief in the Trump administration. I think they're going to do this the right way. But we have to keep our eyes on that prize and keep our world and our people safe.
I mean, what's the simple answer when people ask me, hey, why does Israel give up 2,000 people to get 20?
Well, because we don't leave people behind.
Right.
Because Israel was committed to getting their people home. And frankly, if necessary, if Hamas doesn't follow through and live up to their end of the bargain, then Israel knows what they have to do. They're committed to making sure this is done right. And, you know, that's just the reality of this.
Well, I think this is being the right time for these things to happen. Netanyahu knows he has a great friend in President Trump, and he said as much when he was speaking to his people. So, yeah, I mean, if there was ever a time when there can be true peace and they can actually rebuild that area in a positive way, this is it.
You know, it's such an incredibly complex area. And I say this, you know, Israel is on an island. They have some friends in and around there. Jordan helps them with ballistic missiles and things flying into the country. You have the Druze who have been persecuted and hunted down, much like the Jewish in the Middle East. And there are people all around there that crave and yearn for peace. I hope and pray that we can be, this can be that bridge into a better foundation and a safer Middle East. But kudos to President Trump. He's done what he said he was going to do. And now we've got to make sure that that this is lasting.
You're a decorated Green Beret, so I'm going to ask you another question about warfare. It appears that Pakistan and Afghanistan having a little squabble going on. There's been deaths on both sides. Do you see this leading to something larger?
Well, I think it's something we've got to keep our eyes on, right? That entire region is historically unstable. They've been at war for, 1,000 years, pretty much continuously. It's the reality of the situation. We'll see. Hopefully it just peters out and it doesn't require anything else. But it is something that many of us watch closely because of how much time and how much resource and how many lives were thrown against the wall in Afghanistan. It's an important thing to many of us.
Well, yeah, and they're using weaponry that the Biden administration left behind and to destabilize Pakistan, which, of course, is a nuclear power. It could get ugly fast. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Well, and you hit it on the head there, Bob. I'll tell you what, going back to that, again, it's unfathomable that we left that material sitting there in Afghanistan for our enemy. And you look at what the Taliban's done, again, getting rid of internet, taking away freedoms, rights, liberties. They are exactly who we thought they were. And, you know, the world needs to make sure they're held accountable.
Hey, I understand that you recently got to be there for a World War II pilot finally being brought home. Tell me about that.
That was probably one of the most incredible things I've ever been a part of, Bob. It's one of those moments that just sends tingles up and down your spine. So yesterday in St. Johns County, we had Lieutenant Junior Grade DuPont brought home 81 years to the day that he was lost in World War II. How incredible is that? You know, to be there and reinter his body in Hastings at his family's plot amongst so many people who knew him that were still alive, who were little kids when he went off to war. You know, so many cousins and relatives. But it's an amazing thing. This is a promise that the United States of America makes to our people, our warriors, when they go downrange. You know, that we're not going to leave you behind, that we're going to bring you home. There are still many who are unidentified, but this is a step in the right direction, and it shows the very best of what can happen. I hope we can get more families closure and bring those remains home to others, but what an amazing opportunity to be a part of that.
81 years to the day from when he was lost.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah, that had to be something special. All right. So you're in Tallahassee. What's the big news? What's the number one thing that people are chatting about in Tallahassee, the lawmakers, the governor? What's going on there?
Well, I'll tell you, it's everyone's prepping for session, right? What's this going to be? How much are we going to get done? Property tax is the number one thing that I keep getting asked about, followed closely by how much work are we doing to help continue to stabilize our insurance rates? And then, everything else is kind of scattered out. Those are the two primary things. And then, actually, you can throw in illegal immigration as well. That's something that people keep asking about. And we're going to keep putting our foot on the gas pedal and doing what we do to protect our state and our country.
Yeah, it looks like the Duffy, the transportation secretary, cracking down on illegal truckers has really put a dent in that and made the road safer. And do we have something similar to that going on in Florida?
Yeah, we're absolutely. We've already put some things in place. You'll probably see legislation that focuses in on that. See, right now, a lot of the bills are being formulated. Not many have been posted up. The second committee week is coming up. Traditionally, between the second and third, you'll see a lot of the potential language come out there. But priority bills will generally be, more towards the end before we start session in January. And looking forward to what I hope will be a productive and efficient session. It would be great to have everything go as it's expected to do. But in the end, we've got to fight for what matters. We're going to keep pushing on illegal immigration. We're going to push for property tax reform, and we're going to keep trying to hold our rates stable and drive them down even further. God willing, we can keep the hurricanes off our coast.
And we'll keep in touch, and you'll let us know what's going on. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, always a pleasure.
Bob, always good to be on. Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins on the Bob Rose Show. It's a 9 o'clock stretch. We've got all the headlines, including the biggest story of the day, the year. Wow. Peace in Israel. Hostages are free. Yeah, it's a big deal. We'll talk about it coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome. 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Senior showcase coming Wednesday, 10 a.m., Legacy Park Multipurpose Center, you know, the one in Alachua. Free senior resources, interactive workshops. And for more information, call the Elder Helpline at 1-800-262-2243. That's 262-2243, senior showcase. Wednesday, 10 a.m., Legacy Park. And sounds like a lot of good information will be shared. Buccaneers, man, they played a great game and won. Baker Mayfield, I mean, carrying the team in some ways, but they look strong. And the 49ers weren't playing bad. But the Bucs won. Jags, Dolphins, not so good. They both lost. And, of course, our Gators lost Saturday night. Texas A&M. Look, they're a high-ranked team. We played with them for three quarters. But, you know, we couldn't keep up in the fourth quarter, apparently. And the schedule doesn't get much easier. So what's going to happen? There's been calls, you know, for the coach. And get a new coach. And I started the rumor about Chucky coming. Yeah. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I know this. If you think a $20 million buyout is going to prevent them from firing this coach that it doesn't appear to be performing at Gator expectation levels, you know, wait till they find out that Penn State fired their coach, James Franklin. And he has a $49 million payout. Did you hear me? $49 million payout. And they fired him. I mean, the Penn State fans were chanting "Fire Franklin" during Saturday's ugly home loss to Northwestern. I mean, Penn State was a 2-touchdown favorite. I think they lost by 1 point. And so they canned the coach. And following, you know, this, so they started with a 3-0 start, lost three straight. And the head coach there, let's see, he's 53. It's his 12th year at Penn State. Gosh, time flies. I can't believe that. But he had $49 million remaining on his contract. Wow. Now, they opened their season, the Nittany Lion? But anyway, Penn State, they were preseason number two. Yeah, they were at the top. And they won three games in a row. So it's like, wow, we're on a roll. But then they lost in overtime to Oregon and lost to UCLA. And that was UCLA's first win, I believe. Yeah. They got rid of their coach back in September. But anyway, James Franklin, $49 million. Penn State, they said, nope, we don't care. We're moving on. And so that's a big one because his track record overall has been pretty strong and much stronger than the Gators' current coach right now, I can tell you that. So we'll see what happens. In normal circumstances, I'd say, you know, I hate to see anyone lose their job. Those of us who have been in line of work like, you know, entertainment related and radio, and you know, you hate to see anybody get fired or let go. Nobody likes that. But these guys are not going to starve on the street corner. Oh my gosh, $49 million. What did I say he was, like 53 years old? It's hard for regular folk to fathom that. We'd be like, why would you keep working? But I guarantee you he will. And they even take these lower tier jobs and try to work their way back up. So they'll do twice the amount of work they're currently doing for a small percentage of what they were making because it's in their blood. They love it, you know? So we'll see what happens here locally if this James Franklin thing has an impact on our program. I think it might. I really do. I think it might. All right. Biggest story of the day. Absolutely. You've got the hostages free. Absolutely huge. You've got you've got people that are celebrating in the streets. Yep. Here's what the Washington Post said about it. Last living hostages all released after 738 days in Hamas hell as peace deal takes hold. They're free. All living hostages in Gaza released by Hamas, with all 20 reportedly walking to Red Cross trucks under their own power following a historic ceasefire deal forced by President Trump. The first seven were released around 2:30 a.m. our time, and then less than 2 hours later, the remaining 13 were released. Of course, it was emotional scenes. Emerging as hostages spoke to family members for the first time after 738 days. Twin brothers Gally and Ziv Berman, who were kept apart for 2 years, embraced as they finally reunited. Mothers and fathers were sobbing as they saw their sons for the first time in video calls. In-person reunions are expected later today. The bodies of 28 other hostages are still in the Palestinian enclave, are expected to be released over the next several days. And the survivors' two-year nightmare finally ending following Israel's devastating war, which was meant to crush Hamas and free the captives. And so it is a great day. You know, there was more than 250 hostages were originally taken on that day, October 7, 2023. What an attack that was. The captives endured horrific conditions, according to survivors who were released as part of a previous deal or rescued by IDF. They reported being tortured, raped, and starved. One hostage, Iatar David Evitar, was forced to dig his own grave as part of a sick Hamas propaganda video released in August. And yeah, unbelievable. And they part of that whole thing, that terrorist thing, is playing all these kinds of awful mind games and stuff with the families in Israel. Just absolutely awful. So a better day is here. And Trump, I understand, gave a great speech to the Knesset. Also Netanyahu, people were cheering for him. Even CNN reporting how loudly they were cheering for Donald Trump. That's saying something right there. Israelis celebrated Monday as word spread that the 20 living Israeli hostages had been released by Hamas. And Trump arrives as a victor, and righteously so, observed an analyst on Israel's army radio. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. That's coming up in a little bit. And make sure you listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning and welcome. We're trying to make Mondays great. We're doing our part. 9:37 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig, he's taking it easy. Now, well-deserved vacation. So he'll be back next Monday, I do believe. He better be. President Donald Trump taking steps to ensure that the U.S. service members receive their paychecks next week. Even though we have this government shutdown, he directed his administration to find and allocate available funds as his congressional gridlock threatens military pay. He posted on Truth Social, he announced he had ordered Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to use all those funds, get him paid on October 15th, which today the 13th. Okay. All right. And so he's going to have to, he'll find the money. And I believe he will get that done. The shutdown now in his second week began October 1st after Senate Democrats rejected multiple times a clean continuing resolution. Just keep it going the way it is for now, and we'll work out our differences. And this thing only goes till like sometime in November. So by the time they get it solved, it might literally be like 3 weeks later, and they'll be at a standstill again. It's insanity. We haven't really done the budgeting process and lived with that for years. This is not good. Yep. So at least Trump is going to get our soldiers paid. So that's important. I also saw where TRICARE, there's going to be a delay in them paying, but that's really going to affect the people that, you know, they're the healthcare, you know, authorities or whatever. They're the ones that are going to be waiting on their pay. Whereas if you're a customer of TRICARE, you should still be able to do, I think, everything you had done previously. But again, some of these folks are going to feel the pinch, and they need to get it done. They need to work together on that. Big story, of course, the celebration begins, and in Gaza, the 20 hostages were freed. Three separate groups handed over the Red Cross, then to the IDF, and I mean, you're going to hear all about it. This is going to be dominating the news cycle for a while now. And then you have to hope that it's going to last, that peace is going to last. Afghanistan, what's going on there? They said Sunday it killed 58 Pakistani soldiers in overnight border operations in response to what it called repeated violations of its territory and airspace. Pakistan's army gave a lower number, saying 23 troops were killed. Earlier in the week, Afghan authorities accused Pakistan of bombing the capital, Kabul, and a market in the country's east. Pakistan did not claim responsibility for the assault. And this situation is affecting, you know, business on the border. There's two different border crossings, and both of those have been shut down, can shut down, I guess, at any time. And I guess it's also a dangerous situation. Pakistan accuses Afghan authorities of harboring members of the banned group Tehrik-i-Taliban, Pakistan. Islamabad says the group carries out deadly attacks inside Pakistan, but Kabul denies the charge, saying it does not allow its territory to be used against other countries. So that, you know, that's kind of an ongoing, kind of a tenuous situation, and it flares up every once in a while. Hopefully it's just a little flare up, and, you know, things will settle down again, but you never know. And, of course, it's always, you always have to keep in mind that Pakistan is a nuclear power. And Afghanistan, well, guess what they have? The billions of dollars in weaponry that the Biden administration left behind when we left. So apparently they're utilizing this. Utilizing this equipment in these attacks. Yeah, that doesn't make us look very good, does it? Did you ever go to Volano Beach? I was over there yesterday. Wow. It was absolutely gorgeous. Now, in one area, all that like seaweed stuff was ashore. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes it starts to stink a little bit. It wasn't that bad. But over where I was, where you can like, you know, park and drive right there to the beach, It was really nice until the water started to rise, and it didn't completely chase us out, but we had to move once, and so did other people. But it turned out to be just one of those days. I mean, the kind of days that's why we live here in North Central Florida, to enjoy that kind of weather. And it looks like we're going to have it for a while in the future. I'm hoping it stays all the way through Biketoberfest. That officially kicks off Thursday in Daytona, but, you know, people spread out throughout the whole area and take to the road, so increased motorcycle traffic. And I ask you to look twice and stay off those phones. because that's, you know, when you've got something small, your motorcycle, and somebody's only paying half attention, just looking up every few seconds, and then they're back down on their phone. That's not a good combination. So hopefully we'll be safe this year. Every year, though, unfortunately, they do have several fatalities related to that. Oh, I told you the Keith Ellison thing, right? The Minnesota Attorney General, who was a congressman. And, this guy's a lefty, no doubt about it. He came out and claimed that Antifa doesn't exist. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. It doesn't exist. But he promoted an Antifa handbook in 2018, and it's on a social media post. Yeah. He was holding Antifa, the anti-fascist handbook, authored by Rutgers University fascist historian Mark Bray. The caption stated that the book would strike fear in the heart of President Donald Trump. During the Black Lives Matter riots of 2020, the state's AG's son, Minneapolis City Councilman Jeremiah Ellison, declared his support for Antifa. "I hereby declare officially my support for Antifa," the younger Ellison wrote on X. "Unless someone can prove to me Antifa is behind the burning of black and immigrant-owned businesses in my ward, I'll keep focusing on stopping the white power terrorists, the ones that are actually attacking us." Wow. These guys are over the top. Keith Ellison's claim that Antifa is not really an actual thing was met with ridicule and criticism online, with X users pointing out the clear hypocrisy. Yeah, I mean, he deleted his post from 2018, but apparently not everybody did, and that's what they showed. Why would he want to do that? He's basically covering for Antifa, like, oh, they're not really even like a real organization. It's because they've been recognized as a terrorist organization. And there is a lot of money behind them. That's the key. That's the key to stopping those folks. And they're very well organized, even though he says exactly the opposite. He says there's really no Antifa as an institutional organization. Oh, yes, there is. They're not going to put out there on the paperwork, you know, oh, this money's being sent to Antifa. Come on. And Keith Ellison, I don't like his politics, but he's not a dummy. He gets it. He knows better. And this is what some of them do. Yep. Hey, I had a nice conversation with the Florida Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. And if you missed it, I want to remind you that you never have to miss a minute of the show. You just search The Bob Rowe Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right? You ready? You ready for some upbeat, positive thoughts? Call in now. Things that make you smile. You know, count your blessings kind of a thing on today. Today especially, my goodness. Good things happening in the Middle East. Good things happening all around. The beautiful weather. Call in. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Once again, 877-975-9825. Call in right now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, you've got to be smiling today. What a gorgeous day. Welcome. It's the Bob Rowe Show, and it's time for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, please, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Sam. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, I like to start the week out with a positive note whenever I have an opportunity. So here goes. When you think all is lost and there is no hope left, remember the lobsters in the tank on the Titanic's restaurant.
Yeah, there you go. Looking for the pause. The ship is sinking. Yeah, but we might live. Yeah, it's a good point. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and Nick. This is in relation to last year's storms. There was this Widowmaker branch dangling 70 feet in the air for a long period of time, like a year, and it finally fell yesterday, and while listening to the Bob Rose Show, I was able to prune it into nice, safe, legally compliant piles of yard debris, burning piles like campfires and stuff for later.
Oh, yeah. Tis the season. Oh, we lost my other caller. I don't know what happened there. Hey, one of the things that makes me smile is buy a pumpkin, feed a child. Go to buyapumpkinfeedachild.com, and basically it is the pumpkin patch. Yep, that's Gainesville Church of God on 39th Avenue. They do a fantastic job. It is so super, you know, revolved around the kids and all the activities, and you know, you never know when a superhero like Superman or Batman's going to show up. I think Batman was there over the weekend, but they've got pumpkin bread for sale, and they've got pumpkins for sale that come from the Navajo Nation in New Mexico. Always a great, they've got something different there. If you like the traditional, plenty of your orange pumpkins, but they have a lot of other cool ones too. So check it out for yourself. For more information, go to buyapumpkinfeedachild.com. Wow. Well, we're almost done. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Well, there was a protest outside the ICE facility in Portland on Sunday, and it was a little different. Hundreds of naked bike riders joined in the protest. According to the Associated Press, the bike ride is an annual tradition. It usually happens, though, in the summertime. They had temperatures in the 50s and rain. But organizers who put this weekend's event together said another nude ride was necessary to speak out against President Donald Trump's attempts to mobilize the National Guard to quell protest. My goodness. Riding naked on a bicycle. Just the thought of it makes me uncomfortable. And that's The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. I'm Bob Rose. Have yourself a great day. God bless. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.